Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Men?
Yep.
Your wife exists in your life for three specific reasons.
What's that?
One, to love you.
Yeah.
Two, to give you a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Three, to keep you from dying in a very stupid way.
Yeah.
And that third one, very important.
Yeah.
Because most wives will do all they can to try and talk you out of doing something stupid and dangerous.
Right.
That is, at least according to one person in this room, unless this other option is on the table.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So we're sitting around yesterday in a commercial break. And Tommy, he's got it hard. You know, his life is very hard. He's got to come in and work 4 hours a day.
Get kicked around.
Yep. Then
elder abuse.
Then he's got to find something to do for the other 20 hours of the day. So he sits down, Kim, he goes, oh, you know, your wife doesn't want you doing anything dangerous unless it saves her money.
Yes.
Man.
It's the truth, bro.
But there's a reason why you said this.
So she wants these, my wife wants these high bushes, trees trimmed, right?
Uh-huh.
So she goes, I want to get a guy out here for that. I'm going, that's going to be thousands of dollars by the time they get out of what she wants done. And I got like this like pole trimmer. And it's like, I could do it, but it'd be like a stretch for me to do it.
Okay. I mean, anything you're going to do up high is going to be a stretch.
And she hates this pole trimmer because it's a chainsaw. She doesn't like me using it. She was kind of upset that I bought it.
Okay.
But then she's thinking, a couple thousand dollars. The limb hits Tommy in the head, no big deal. So she gave me the green light to do something I don't want to do, which is trim these trees now.
Okay, so you do not want to trim these trees. You would rather hire someone.
Because I can't get an angle on it where it's not going to come crashing down on me when I'm trimming because they're so high up. But
okay.
I got to get a ladder and everything.
It'll be a little
right?
dangerous, what you're saying.
Like, your height, you could probably reach it. I'm 5'5", man.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get a... It's super dangerous.
You're a little guy. So, all right, just tell her...
But she don't want to spend, you know, 2-3G.
Well, just tell her you don't want to do it.
Can't do that.
Why not?
Because then she's going to hire and spend 3G.
Okay, all right.
Wait, so you don't want to spend the money.
Neither of us do.
Well, but like you also talked her out of spending the money, it sounds like.
Here's the thing. I don't want to spend it. I don't really care about these trees.
Well, but no, but when she said she wanted it done, you're like, well, you know, it's going to be a couple $1,000. So you kind of talked her out of spending it.
Yes, but I think she's okay spending it if I don't want to do it.
But you're not okay spending it because you can just say, I don't want to do this.
It's $3,000, man, for trees that don't matter.
Okay.
They don't matter.
I think the first question that needs to be asked.
What's that?
All right.
Who's the homeowner?
Well, we know that.
Well, look at this.
Do you think your wife...
Throwing that weight around.
Do you think your wife truly understands how dangerous this would really be for you?
Well, she doesn't like me using a damn machine.
Okay.
The pole trimmer, so obviously she does.
But no, she's not the tree trimming type, and you're someone in the past who has wanted to do stuff like this.
I mean, yeah. I've used it.
For those who are new to the show, like 2 or 3 years ago, Tommy wanted to take branches down in a tree in the backyard,
yeah.
and his wife insisted, do not do it, it's too dangerous. So he waited for his wife to leave the house to run errands.
Yeah.
He then climbed up in the tree with this same pole trimmer.
No, something different.
Something different.
But something dangerous.
But you climbed up in the tree to
get
take
the ladder, climbed up.
And you got stuck in the tree.
I was Jungle Jim for half a second.
And you had to wait for your wife to come home to rescue you out of the tree.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, the ladder fell over.
Okay. So is it possible after that experience,
yeah.
she believes you can do this?
I don't. Yes, I.
Okay.
Or that you'd want to do it.
But you know how wives are about money.
No, I understand why, and we'll get to that. I don't disagree with what you're saying here. I just find it weird. After that fiasco, you're going, why would she think I want to do this? After she caught me lying to her, going behind her back, and getting stuck in a tree to trim branches. All right.
All right.
The question is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is what Tommy says true? Is your wife fine with you potentially hurting yourself if it means you won't have to spend as much cash? Because this, it feels like a bad take.
Yeah.
A bad take?
It feels like a bad take.
What do you mean?
Well, women are the ones that are talking us out of doing home fixes.
Right. Like, I feel like I know more guys that try the home project themselves first, screw it up, and then you got to get the expert in. Oh. But it's only because they insist that they can handle it.
But this isn't like putting in a toilet. It's literally just knocking off a limb.
Okay.
Okay. But
are you talking about the tree or your arm?
Both.
So it's easy, is what you're saying.
If I was a bigger person and a little bit more skilled with a chainsaw, yes.
Okay.
But since I'm short and I'm old, no.
Okay, but to Kimmy's point,
our
wives historically don't seem all that keen on letting us just go willy-nilly outside, inside with whatever, which could mean them asking you to do something. It reveals something else here.
What's that?
That your wife in this specific case has way more faith in you.
Yeah, she thinks she can handle it.
Than she should.
No.
You don't think that's it?
No. It's called you're expendable.
I mean, look.
But yes.
You're a cynical man, and it could be that. I don't
know.
Well,
I am a stepfather, which is an honorary degree that can be revoked at any time.
Absolutely.
So, and she knows this.
Okay.
So let's step boy get up there on a step stool and do a little step trimming.
Okay. Look, I get that you
I mean, she might be literally on dating sites while I'm doing this.
Well, if she should be on dating sites now, just based on her poor daily life. But,
what?
I mean, maybe it's not about, I mean, her first thought isn't saving money. Her first thought is not risking your health in exchange for a fatter bank account. I mean, she either does not understand the danger.
She knows the danger.
Or she doesn't think you'll be in over your head.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally over my head. That's the whole thing.
I understand.
This thing is literally over my head and will land on my head if I do it wrong.
Okay, but
you've taken on other challenges, like we said. And why she may be a little confused as to why you are drawing the line here.
Yeah, you're being inconsistent.
Well, yeah, no kidding. I'm a human being.
Oh, I'm just a human, guys.
I'm flawed, baby.
Oh, no, look at me. A guy who never apologized for anything wants to say I'm flawed. Oh, no. I'm so smart about everything except now because I'm going to die on a ladder with a chainsaw, you bitch-ass bitch.
I also think your wives don't want their significant other to try these things, not because it's a dangerous thing, but because they think you're going to screw it up. So, look, I mean, she doesn't think you're going to screw it up.
Well, it's pretty base stuff. I mean, you still need a skill, but I'm not doing, like, trying to be an electrician or a plumber, you know? I'm not trying to be a lumberjack. I'm just trying to take down a couple of limbs.
No, but, I mean, to Kimmy's point, she looks you up and down. I mean, look, let's be real here. 252-WCMF.
Yeah, be real here.
252-WCMF.
I know what I already know.
There are branches that are just over Tommy's head when he gets on a ladder with his little chainsaw pole that he bought because he wanted to be a real man. His wife, when told that it would cost thousands of dollars to get those trees trimmed, suggested that Tommy just gets up there and do it.
Right.
And you don't want to do this, but you're not telling her you don't want to do
no.
it.
No.
Right? Like, bro, if your wife was just looking to save money and putting you in harm's way, it would be totally acceptable for you to say, hell no, I'm not doing it this way. We'll call a guy.
Okay.
But if she genuinely believes you have it in you to get this done, are you disappointing her by not doing it?
Apparently, well, the way you're saying it, yeah.
Well, but the fact that you're not immediately saying hell no also leads me to believe you know that you are disappointing her by not doing it.
I guess.
If she believes in you and you can't come through, she may see you as less of a husband.
Well, I'm Chumpola.
Well, like, here's the thing. And, you know, again, you're my friend. I say this as a friend.
Here we go.
Well, can we
bend over.
Can we be honest with each other? I know you 25 years. You don't have what they like to call man skills.
What do you mean?
Well, like, if there was a fight, you're not going to be able to defend her, right?
Well, I'm small.
Like, you're not going to be able to intimidate anybody. Like,
I'm old.
You don't know anything about wildlife, so if, like, there was an animal attack, you're also a coward, so there's no guarantee you wouldn't run in the other direction.
Also a known hider.
A known hider. So, like, all of these things, like, your wife is aware of this, right?
Yeah.
Maybe she's just looking for any kind of value in you. And I know that sounds harsh.
That's just, what?
What?
Something.
What?
Tommy, do you bring anything to the table, Tom?
No, like serious question. What? And I'm your friend. I'm your friend talking here.
We're just buddies talking. Go ahead.
Friends can always have a hard time. What value do you bring to your marriage?
I bring home a nice pittance. I said pittance.
Look at those tracksuits.
He spends them on.
He brings fashion to the household.
All the money he makes, he spends on Amazon direct ads for tracksuits and hats and track socks.
Tracksuits, hats, and weird jerkies.
So you're saying I'll come up a little short.
Well, no, I'm just asking you because your wife loves you, and that's awesome.
Now I got to think about it.
She really loves you. Yeah. I don't know why she loves you. Yeah. What would you say is your biggest, what do you bring to the marriage?
Attribute?
Yeah, thank you, to the marriage.
Me, my personality. I make you laugh, tell you a funny story.
You talk all the time about how your wife doesn't laugh at you.
Well, I'm getting to it.
Okay.
I'm working through some material still.
Okay. I mean, she loves you, and that's great, and I'm happy for you. But, like, for you to, like, say...
Well, you're making me want to hang myself from this tree.
Well, look, here's the thing. I mean, if things go if things go the way you think they're going to go, you won't have to. The chainsaw will take care of it. I would go do it just so you don't have to look your wife in the face and disappoint her again.
Well, of course I'm going to go do it.
Okay.
You know what I think would push a lot of men to do this if it's outside their comfort zone? Mm. Having another man in your lives that will come over and do it, whether it's a buddy, whether it's a family member, somebody you could be related to who's just a handy person.
Do the man work where you sit
there? Yeah, like if she says, well, why don't we call so-and-so? They'll come take care of it.
You sit there like a little soft sissy boy.
Is that bad?
Of course it is.
I don't think it's bad. I think everybody has that person.
You're a sissy.
Okay.
And I think some guys are willing to admit, yes, let's please.
Flabby daddy can't do it.
Can I tell you a story before we go to the phone?
Yeah, I know where you're going.
Where am I going?
Where are you going?
Where am I going?
We had your boy over doing all your man work.
Oh, no. There's one specific thing. I can't do heights. I cannot do heights. Yeah. I freeze. Mm-hmm. So we are...
the light bulbs you're talking about.
Yes. When you walk in our house, there's a light fixture that's like 15 feet.
Because you had a big open area.
There's a cutout in the front.
Yeah, the
foyer. Yeah. So we had to change one of the bulbs, and I took four steps up the ladder, and I froze. I couldn't do it.
How high up do you think? About 12 foot?
I would say 12, 15 feet. Something like that. It's up there. So my neighbor was like watching.
And you're a tall guy.
Yeah, I'm 6'3", yeah. I can't do it. If I get up there with 2 feet on the ladder.
You panic.
If my hands come off the ladder, I panic.
Yeah.
So he is also my height. He's not bothered by heights at all.
Yeah. He's a man.
He came over, and while my wife and
I... Did you have to ask him?
No, he offered to do it. He offered to do it, and he came over, and we watched him change the light bulb. Is that bad?
Yeah, it's pretty much
deflating. You're fine with it.
Because you get a panic attack when you do it, so like he's not a panicky boy.
Yeah, well...
He's a man's man. He looks fear in the eye. And that light bulb ain't going to win today, son.
But I hadn't thought that was bad until you just brought that up.
Well, no, you look like a little less...
I don't think it's bad. I just think a lot of guys would be bothered by that.
Because your wife's thinking, my God, if we ever get into a situation where we're in trouble and height is a part of that, are you going to freeze?
I may.
And her and the children could be in trouble.
Behind.
That could be very possible. There's a lot of things.
Because wives look at that stuff.
Sure. So it's this. But I was man enough to say, I can't do this. You are not. You're just bitching about it behind her back.
Yes, you just freeze like Mitch McConnell in a conversation. Oh, who's going to change that? Mitch.
Would it bother you? Because let's say your brothers lived here, and your brothers are handy guys, right?
In great shape and handsome.
And
they have money.
Would it bug you if your wife called your brother to come handle some of these things?
Yes. It'd be embarrassing, man.
I'm surprised it would bug you, though, because I would think you'd be like, yes, send him up there. Let him do it.
Well, it didn't until you two pointed it out.
Well, but you're the one that came in bitching yesterday.
Yeah. I know.
I'm just trying to make sure we're all on the same page.
No, but I come up with these problems, and you guys just like make me feel like a little pipsqueak.
Well, look, I mean, what do you want to do?
I say spend the money and get somebody to do it. You're the one talking yourself out of it.
You got $3,000 to throw around?
I don't.
You ain't got no $3,000.
But you
got a big-ass man around the house to do all that stuff.
But you don't want
to
do it, so... I guess that's your only option.
You got like one of them working elephants you see in India, like they're moving the logs around with that guy.
Oh, you're getting pissed at us saying this to you. What do you want to have? You want to have a surface level coworker relationship, or are we going to be friends here and have a hard discussion?
I like a good, blunt conversation where I get kicked around.
Okay, all right, fine. And that way, your wife's stupid and she shouldn't have done that. Yeah. Oh, man, you're so right, Tommy. How dare she? Oh, man, women, right, guys? They be shopping all the time. Shut up.
You know what the problem is, Pat?
What?
He doesn't have a tree cutting outfit.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up.
Oh.
Because Troy writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us.
What does he say?
Not for nothing, but Tommy in a color-coordinated lumberjack outfit with a pulse on a cigar would be hilarious.
Yeah.
He doesn't wear flannel.
No.
I don't own any flannel.
I don't own any flannel because it's for real men.
You don't own no flannel.
I got so
you,
much
you ain't got no working flannel.
Every person owns at least one flannel.
It's not working flannel.
A working flannel.
What's a working flannel?
When are you doing a job?
Working flannels.
Thank you. Any flannel, you can work in any flannel.
But you don't work in your flannel.
Doesn't matter. I still have flannel, which you don't.
I do not have flannel. Little people don't look good in flannel. I look like a thermos.
That's not a rule.
I look like a thermos. 252 WCMF. Tommy's wife wants to get some tree branches trimmed over their driveway up high.
Yeah.
Tommy said, tells her, you know, it's going to cost thousands of dollars to hire someone. So then she suggests Tommy get on a ladder and go do it with his fancy chainsaw pole.
Yeah.
You're terrified to do this. You think you're going to hurt yourself.
Well, because it's so high up, I had to literally get underneath it where the branch would fall on my head. And it's a pretty thick, like, knockout branch.
Which is fine. That's a fair thing. Right. And you said yesterday in a commercial break complaining about this that your wife is fine. Your wife never wants you to get hurt, do anything dangerous, unless it saves money. But you, again, have not stood up and said, I don't want to do this. She is unaware that you don't think you can handle this, unless she's listening right now, which would be the most coward way to go about this, by the way. Hopefully she's listening. I come home and she says, honey, you don't have to do this. Look, we all have our roles in our marriage, right? And the older you get, the less confident you are able to handle your role.
Well, you start aging out of some of this physical stuff.
Absolutely. But if you've had a role for years and years and years, and all of a sudden you don't feel confident you can do it safely, are you taking it upon yourself as a man to let your wife know the roles are no longer what they used to be?
No, because I live in a very old neighborhood where most of the cats are my age and older. And I still see guys out there power washing, hanging Christmas lights, doing yard work. This one guy, I'm telling you, man, the guy's in a bad way. Bad way guy. And I still see him out there, man, struggling. But he's out there every day doing it. God bless him. It looks miserable to me, but the guy's got to be pushing 80 and still dragging his ass around the yard doing stuff.
Is that just being stubborn, though?
Yeah.
Like he probably has people in his life that could come at least help.
Stubborn,
they won't
bored,
let him.
Control freak.
Yeah.
It's, you know, everything guys are.
Okay. But, like, with that idea, then, right? We could have been making fun of men for years for doing stuff they weren't qualified for, for all the wrong reasons. Because we always thought that we men were just stupid and stubborn trying to do stuff around the house we couldn't handle.
We are.
But maybe these guys that are breaking themselves, breaking stuff and hurting themselves trying to do stuff around the house, they just didn't want to let their wives down.
Yeah, it could be that.
Wanted to be needed.
But either way, the one that wins is urgent care. That's why there's one on every corner. It's just full of grandpas just in agony.
All right, you got people coming to your defense, Tommy.
What is it?
Dan writes us, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. He says, calling Tommy a bitch for not cutting down tree branches and saying you can't change a light bulb is comedy. Joke's on you. We don't know what comedy is. You also now have multiple men, both professionals and not professionals, that are offering to come to your house and cut down the tree.
Well, yeah, because they want money.
No. Karen writes us.
Karen?
I'm tatted up and good with a chainsaw. I'd be happy to help him out.
Oh.
Would you, if a woman offered to do it for free, would you allow your wife to watch you walk a woman up your driveway and trim that branch?
Like some tatted up muscular woman?
That's what, I don't know if Karen's muscular.
She's got to be muscular. She does that kind of work.
Karen, how muscular are you, Karen?
Probably, like, you know.
Tommy wants to know how muscular.
You know, some of those chicks are jacked like dudes. It's like you got like your husband's body with like a lady head. There she comes with her machete in one hand and a pit bull in the other. They're gonna gnaw this tree down.
Those action figures from back in the day, you take the head off one and switch it over to another. Yeah. Oh, no, she offered to
that
help
would be
you,
so,
you dick.
She was like some jacked up tree
woman. Well, I would assume a woman who works in an industry has to have a certain level of strength.
By the way, Karen
would be super embarrassed.
Karen never said she worked in the industry. She's just offering to do it because Tommy's being a little bitch. And then insults her after she offers
to help
her.
I didn't insult. I said she was in shape.
She says, not jacked like a dude, but pretty strong.
She's jacked like a... She got shoulders.
Bro, she can kick your ass.
I bet you she's got 12 pounds of shoulder meat.
You know how hard 12 pounds of shoulder meat is?
No, how hard?
Like 3 months hard.
Oh.
And that's like 6 days a week.
How would you know that?
Hashtag no days off. Hashtag stay ready so you don't got to get ready. We got more lady suggestions.
How is it 6 days but it's no day off? Wouldn't that be 7 days?
Well, I do my walk on Wednesday.
Wait, you're counting your walk as like
Wednesdays.
Well, yeah, it still closes.
Oh,
my,
just shoot, get my steps. I get my steps
it
in.
It closes my exercise ring. You got to let your body rest every once in a while.
Close your exercise ring?
Yeah, you have the Apple Watch too. Tell me you're not. I know you're doing it. Let's not pretend like you're
I don't
not.
Know what you're talking
about. You bitch ass bitch.
You guys should share your info with each other.
By the way, Karen, is she still coming?
Step buddies.
She said she did timber sports for years. She sounds qualified.
Bro, you know this chick is ripped.
Okay, so invite her over.
I'm not having some rough-handed woman tatted up. Probably missing a finger, going up my tree.
As opposed to you ending up missing a finger when you're done with the tree? We'll wrap it up with this, because this actually might be the best idea.
Okay.
Miss Chudmuffin writes us on Instagram. She says, Tommy should climb into the tree, pretend he's stuck, so his wife has to call the fire department, and then Kimmy's husband comes and rescues him and cuts the branches.
Okay, there you go.
And then you can ask him to be shirtless while he does
it. Nothing deflating about that.
Okay, so just either do it or tell her you
can. I'm going to do it.
Okay.
I'm going to do it.
God, don't do it. You're going to hurt yourself. You said you're going to hurt yourself. Just don't do it.
I'm just going to do it.
No, have a sit down with your wife and tell her, listen, I am legitimately concerned right now. And I have a woman with 12 pounds of shoulders that willing to come over and help us out. All right, let's take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This man was not going to let a one-in-a-million animal end up on someone's dinner plate.
No kidding.
And he went to great lengths to make sure he accomplished this mission.
You said it's a very rare animal.
It's one of the rarest, like, on the planet.
How did it end up at Tops?
I'm going to tell you. It's a hell of
the deals.
It's a hell of a story.
What?
But it's one that's a bit of a head-scratcher because there are people who are going to want to pat this guy on the back for a job well done.
Mm-hmm.
And there are others who will have no idea why he put in all this time and effort and money to save the life of a water bug.
A what bug?
Water bug.
What's a... That's an actual bug.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. We'll jump into this story. On 13 Wham from over the weekend.
Yeah.
That profiles a man named Coyle.
Coyle?
Coyle. And Coyle lives in Brighton. He was shopping recently at the Tops on Jefferson Road when something very unique, Tommy, caught his eye.
What did he say?
An orange lobster in the lobster tank.
Oh. Okay.
He said he knew right away how rare this animal was.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know an estimated 1 in every 30 million lobsters are born orange?
Look at that.
1 in 30 million.
Damn.
So this is super ass rare.
It's one of the rarest animals on the planet.
Right. Like, I always thought when one of these things showed up, it was like a big deal if they're caught, like they have to throw them back or they choose to throw them back because it's such a rare thing. Like, are that or like the blue lobster? Whatever
blue lobster we've heard of, yes.
The rock lobster. All
like, I never thought they made it that far to the point where they're now in a tank in a grocery store.
Where would you find the rock lobster?
Well, at the bottom of the tank.
Oh, I thought you were saying a shack in the woods.
There's a lobster.
Boom! Boom! Go to the Haunted Hayride Bar. Booze! Okay. So because these orange lobsters only show up 1 in every 30 million
lobsters.
So what
did he do, buy it?
He went. No, bro, buying it is one thing. He was not going to let this end up on someone's plate. So he got to work. First, like you said, he bought the lobster.
No.
All right. Then he went down the road, Jefferson Road, to Palmer's. He explained the situation to them.
Wait. They also sell lobsters.
Understood, but they have something he needed. He borrowed some lobster tank water, which I guess you specifically need for these things to survive.
Why couldn't you just buy it from Tops?
I don't know. Maybe he asked and they wouldn't give it to him.
Okay.
Okay, so they Palmer's lets him borrow the lobster tank water. That gave him some time.
This ain't going to work, man.
He went down the street, further down Jefferson Road, to Petco, bought a 20-gallon tank.
This guy's insane.
And 20 gallons of seawater that they sell at Petco.
Okay.
We're not done yet.
Wait, so, they sell seawater?
Yeah, there's... special fish.
Oh, yeah, okay. Really right.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kyle has now had to spend a bunch of money to keep this rare lobster alive. He got home. He emptied the water into the tank and brought it to the temperature where the lobster needed it to be to live. So at this point, you may be thinking Kyle did all of this to have his own pet orange lobster show off, which would be pretty cool.
I'm guessing he's taking a road trip.
You got it. Once he had the whole setup, Kyle reached out to an organization off of Long Island. He told them what he had done. And
the Lobster Observatory?
And asked if this organization could rehab the lobster and put it back into the ocean.
I hope they said no.
They agreed.
Well, this is like their job. I mean, this is what that organization lives for, right?
This organization traveled from Long Island.
Wait, they came up?
Yep, to come get the orange lobster.
Who's paying for that, man? One lousy lobster tail.
Oh, he didn't drive it to them. They came to him.
Yeah, story says it came to him. By the way,
they got a special unit.
By the way, Kyle named the lobster Jean-Claude, which no matter how you feel about what he's doing, great name for a lobster. Great name for a lobster. So they came and got the lobster, and the plan is to allow the lobster to get strong enough to put him back in the ocean so he can live his unique orange life to the fullest.
Okay.
Interesting story. Lots of work on Kyle's part for literally no payoff for him personally.
Yeah.
Tommy, when you hear this lobster rescue story, do you see Kyle as kind and extraordinary, or do you see him as a weirdo?
I see him as a fool. He's a fool.
Why is he a fool?
Oh, my God. To go through all that for some stupid water bug
that
you could throw it in the back of the ocean, some goddamn hammerhead shark snap it up in a second.
Yeah, sure. But at least he gave it a chance.
What about the here's the thing. Like, why don't you save all the lobsters if you care about lobsters? Well, why don't you grab all and take it back?
You're going to be that guy.
Well, yes, I am. Because 30 million lobster.
So he doesn't care about all the lobsters.
He cares about the one that's 1 in 30 million. That's an understandable thing.
By the way, it's just a different color. It's not a special lobster. It doesn't do math. It doesn't sing or tap dance.
Are you talking about a math lobster?
Yeah. Math lobster.
Where's he do his math?
There's some math in the words. No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't do it. It's just a stupid bug.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-92.
And by the way, the lobster... don't care.
Yeah, of course the lobster don't care, which is what makes us more extraordinary. Like, the guy went way out of his way.
He went too far out of his way. Don't you think?
I don't know.
It's sad.
Look, I kind of respect it. The guy had a mission. He accomplished his mission. I mean, I get it. It's 1 in 30 million. I don't have it in me to do
probably
this. But
feels really good about it, too. You know?
He's going to get into lobster heaven if he gets raptured today. I mean, let's break this down.
It's a cool story. I'm impressed that he even spotted that thing and knew it was immediately something that was that rare. How many people are that much of an expert? Because it's not like a completely different color. It's just like a slightly
You're thinking of cooked lobsters that are red. They're all the lobsters in the tank are brown. This thing would stand out.
You're right. It would stand out with the other lobsters. Yeah.
It's the Beheim of lobsters.
Exactly. It's picking its nose, hurting itself. Ow, 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 ow. Kimmy.
Yeah.
You know, you wonder how this kid knew immediately that this was a rare lobster. It is a fact that every man walks around with no fewer than 10 useless animal facts in their head.
Yeah, you're right.
So this was one of his useless animal facts.
I would just assume that, like, it's in the tanks of somebody. Clearly other people saw this and realized it was a rare thing, so it must be okay. You know, I
unless
would just
they
talk
didn't
myself.
Know.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, why would somebody who works in the seafood department at Tops
know? I don't know. You think you see enough lobsters. This one looks different.
What would you do with it anyway? You sell it. They're in the business of selling lobsters to eat.
Well, Kyle brings up an interesting theory as to why it was still in the tank. He thought because it was so unique looking, maybe people thought it was diseased and they didn't want to eat it.
All right.
That makes sense, okay. Right? It's different looking.
But now with your phone, you can Google anything. If you have a question, you can look it up.
But you would have to walk by the tank, see an orange lobster, be like, that piques my interest so much. How rare are orange lobsters? Right. 1 in 30 million. And then you would have to have the wherewithal and passion that Kyle has for lobsters, obviously, to go through all this. Because when it comes to him spotting this orange lobster in the tank at Tops, buying the lobster, borrowing the seafood from, or seawater from Palmer's, buying a tank, getting the seawater from Petco, bringing it home, reaching out.
Well, how much money is he invested in this stupid thing?
He's got to be over a bill.
Oh, what, easily.
What's a tank cost for a lobster?
A tank, the water, the lobster.
What do you think the lobster costs?
Probably 20, 25 bucks.
You can get a lobster that cheap?
Cheap? That's one goddamn piece of fish.
No, I don't eat a lot of lobster. I always assume that lobsters are like $90.
$90?
I don't know. I don't buy.
At a restaurant.
Who buys lobster out of the tank?
Well, obviously people do. That's why they got them.
How many times a year you buy lobster out of the tank?
I haven't done that in a while. I have, though. Probably a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Anniversary thing.
I got you.
Yeah. What?
I don't believe.
And you come home. You.
I feel like once a week now you're buying lobsters.
You think I make that kind of money?
You said they're only 25 bucks.
That's 50 bucks.
You're losing money not buying them.
And then the thing about it is, like, you got to throw them in a boiling water while they're alive.
It's
kind of a horrible idea.
But again, like, I heard they don't have a central nervous system.
They don't. Fine.
I love how we've decided that, because there was also a point in a science
history. Make ourselves feel better.
We thought that babies didn't feel pain.
Oh, really?
You know that? It's only within the last like 50 years we've been using anesthesia on babies.
Oh. I did not know that.
That's a real thing.
That's terrible.
Sorry to make that take a dark turn. So, I mean, look, this whole thing says a lot about Kyle as a person.
Well, he's a, I guess you'd call him an environmentalist.
Do-gooder?
Yeah.
Do-gooder, environmentalist. I'm guessing he's vegetarian.
I don't know.
Well, obviously you don't eat meat.
There's no obvious. Why would that be obvious?
Because he's like saving a lobster to this extent. I'm guessing he's a vegetarian.
So just have a
vegan.
Animals?
Well, most vegans.
By the way, you could be a vegetarian and eat a lobster. That's fish.
I don't think they do.
So it also says
vegetarians will eat lobster.
What about vegan? No, vegan, straight up.
Vegan is no living, breathing.
So I'm guessing he's
vegan. So they could eat you.
I also.
But your mom's vegan?
Doesn't make any sense.
Want to point out
that. She was eating good last night, buddy. My little lobster.
It's real gross in the woods.
Except my lobster was hard.
Got that?
Pink.
Got that?
Okay.
Bless you.
You were saying, Kimmy?
I also want to point out, it says a unique lobster should be saved for its scientific value.
Who studied a lobster at this point?
It has to do with like genetic mutations and stuff. They study that kind of stuff.
You can't tell me that by now. Science got to know all the lobster information
they ever need. It inspires interest in marine biology.
That's what you wanted to do.
It's because of its rarity. Blah, 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 blah. Sorry, I'm scanning here. But yeah, I guess it's something they like to study.
I also love how you go that we should know all about the lobsters. Why? We don't know all about the human body yet. We've been studying that for millennia.
Human body's complex. Lobster's a stupid bug.
You
crack it open, you look at the whole goddamn thing.
You don't know
it is. You can see his butt. You can see his butt track. You can see his goddamn brain. What's left of it after you cooked it?
Studying these individuals can provide valuable insight into lobster genetics and biology.
Save the world.
Learn more about lobsters.
All right. So as we talk about Kyle here out in Brighton.
He's trying to give it a transfusion.
Walked. He did. Well, I mean, he got the seawater for it. You know, walks into that top, sees the orange lobster, 1 in 30 million, buys the thing, goes all the way up and down Jefferson Road, buying the materials to save the lobster, keep it, reach out to the lobster science people.
Yeah.
They drive up from Long Island to take the rare lobster, to rehab it, and put it back in the ocean. On top of all the money and work that went into what Kyle did here, there would be one other thing that would keep me from putting this lobster back in the ocean.
What's that?
These orange lobsters, like we said, are 1 in 30 million.
Yeah.
Which means very few people have ever eaten them.
Right.
How do you know that that is not the greatest tasting food you've ever had?
It might be the most succulent lobster you ever have.
Like, what if the orange is the universe's way of telling us this is delicious?
This is damn good.
I'd eat the thing.
Oh, me too.
Okay. Does that make us bad people?
No.
You're going to eat a 1 in 30 million
lobster?
You're
here to consume.
And by the way, any weird colored lobster, by the way, because you talked about the blue lobster. Are there also white lobsters?
Oh, like albino lobsters?
They live out in Pittsburgh. Don't talk to anybody. If you give me any lobster that is not the standard brown alive lobster, I am eating that sucker immediately.
It's probably very tender.
Okay. But I think that makes us bad people. By the way, you have nothing to go with. You're just guessing now because you want to hate Kyle.
And I also like lobster.
So every few years, it seems like there is like an orange lobster that gets saved from like a restaurant.
Oh.
How do we know it's not the same lobster every time?
That's a great question.
Oh, yeah.
That is because if
freaking
they're one
lobster
in...
keeps getting caught in the same spot.
Well, like, I mean, if they're 1 in 30 million, Kimmy, can you Google how many lobsters they believe are alive in the ocean?
Oh, my God. How would they know that?
Well, I mean, you can estimate.
Got to be billions.
I don't think there's a billion lobsters.
Bro, there's got to be billions. The way we eat every store, restaurant.
The way we eat lobster. I don't know where you hang out. I'm not walking around seeing people eat lobster.
I bet
all the
you
time.
There's a trillion.
There's an economy.
I'll tell you right now.
Yeah.
There's a trillion lobsters.
You don't even know the number trillion. You cannot comprehend in your mind a trillion.
Does trillion come after billion, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a trillion.
So that would be 999 billion, 999 million, 999,000.
You know how big the oceans are?
999 plus one. That
bro,
many
we got
lobsters.
Like, there's like 15 oceans.
Yeah, but lobsters don't live in every ocean, part of the ocean.
Everyone in 15 ocean got a lobster.
Lobsters don't live in every part of the ocean.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. You don't get... You don't get
salt water.
No,
yeah.
No. You don't get like Gulf of Mexico lobster.
Yes, you do.
No.
You never had a Mexican lobster?
Down to the West Texas town of El Paso. I fell in love with a Mexican lobster.
So there are 75 different species of lobster.
Really?
But it says
plus the religions.
The American lobster population off the coast of North America
American
was
lobster.
Estimated at about 500 million. Yeah.
So 500 million. So I'm almost at a trillion.
That's not even a billion.
Yeah.
500 million.
Talking about.
Are you serious right now?
Oh yeah.
You underestimated it by about 95%.
If I have 500 million.
Yeah.
How close am I to a billion?
It's half a billion.
Half a billion. Right.
So that's just America.
Yeah. That's where the ones these. This guy
South America
came from.
You got Brazilian lobster.
That's tough. That's
quite spicy.
That is South American, idiot.
Yeah.
You got South America. You got Brazilian. If your wife walked into Tops and she saw this orange lobster and she wanted to do exactly what this guy did,
I ain't doing that.
Would you try and talk her out of
yes.
it? Yes. Really?
Man, I'd tie up your whole weekend saving some stupid entree.
Yeah, but your wife would think you're a bad person. Are you okay with that?
Fine.
Kimmy, would you try and talk your husband out of saving the orange lobster?
Doing exactly what Kyle did. If that's something he feels passionate about, go for it.
No, we're going to go home and eat a chicken's ass, but you're worried about this goddamn fish.
Chicken's not 1 in 30
It's not
million.
Even a fish.
Water bug.
It's a crustacean.
Why are you doing
Why do you have to say it like that?
Crustacean.
It's by Scotland, no lobsters. You know that?
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
It's a fact. I don't know. There's no joke there. There's no lobsters in Scotland. And the you know the weirdest part?
What's that?
In China, the only lobsters you can get already come with cheese on them.
Wait. They have cheesy lobster in China?
They got cheesy lobster in China. They got cheesy lobster in China. Okay, let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You waited a while to put these rumors to bed.
Okay.
Right? Because for a long time, there were a lot of people who believed this man was still alive.
Oh.
And, I mean, do you think there's still people who believe that this guy is somewhere on Earth?
You never know, buddy.
Hiding out?
Could be.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This month, People Magazine is running a cover story about Priscilla Presley.
Oh.
You know, the Elvis's ex-wife, mother of Lisa Marie Presley. She's gone through a lot lately.
First girlfriend.
Wait, that was Elvis's first girlfriend?
But yeah, they met when he was in the Army.
Oh, right. Well.
Well, it was her first boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
For sure.
Yeah.
I hope.
That being said,
yeah.
In an interview for this cover story in People magazine, they ask her about the rumors that Elvis Presley did not, in fact, die on August 16th, 1977, because it's well known that there are several people who believe the conspiracy theory that he faked his own death to get out of all of the attention he was getting right before his comeback was started.
Okay.
I'm going to read you a quote from Priscilla Presley.
What's that?
Quote, "There has been so much that is untruthful out there. Things like Elvis is still alive and hidden somewhere. I wish he were alive, but he is not."
Okay.
Sure waited long enough to put those rumors
It's, well, you might want to milk it for a little bit.
Well, did she just write a book or something? Because I feel like I've seen her everywhere lately, and I'm not sure if there's like some anniversary that's happening or if she wrote a book or
she's also been talking about the death of her daughter.
Yes, which, I mean,
so maybe
very
that's
hard.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, there's been a lot of tragedy around this family. Lately?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, like, not... There's a lot of crazy things that were going on with that family.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
Priscilla Presley was not married to Elvis when he died. He was engaged.
Oh, yeah, he had a girlfriend.
Yes,
so,
yeah. A fiance. He was engaged to somebody else.
Yeah.
That fiance was in the house. She's the one that found Elvis on the bathroom floor. So to be fair, Lisa Marie Presley could not be sure, or Priscilla Presley could not be sure that Elvis actually died that night.
Yeah, she wasn't in the picture.
Right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, she's an ex-wife. He had already moved on. So if he did fake his own death, why would he reach out to her at some point?
So where did... I'd love to know, like, what people think, like, where Elvis went.
Okay.
Yeah.
Looking like Elvis.
Right.
And the popularity of a household name. Like, where did he go? What did he do? Start working like as a greeter.
Pretty recognizable face.
Well, but there's so many Elvis impersonators. He could just blend in that.
So okay. he'd fake his own death to become an Elvis impersonator.
Yeah,
so
that would be funny, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That would be pretty funny.
But you'd only be the fat Elvis. Because they have fat and skinny Elvis impersonators.
They have all Elvis. They have Indian Elvis, Black Elvis, Asian Elvis, all of these Elvises are things. By the way, Dolly Parton did, as a joke, jump into a Dolly Parton lookalike contest and came in third. That's a true story. Yeah. So it's not out of the question. That
he became Elvis.
He would blend in. And by the way,
but lesser Elvis.
If you've ever been anywhere south of the Mason-Dixon line, every fifth guy looks just like Elvis.
Well, they got that same haircut and sideburns.
Yes. So like, it would be easy for him, being such an icon, people copying his style, for him to blend in. Would it not?
Okay.
Would it not be? And let's not forget, Tommy, for decades after, people said there were multiple sightings of Elvis all over the world.
Yeah. Mostly in Memphis.
You believe he died that day?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, like, it wouldn't have... And Elvis wasn't that kind of... Elvis was a pretty... Outside of him being Elvis, he was a fairly normal person.
You want to... What?
Yeah, I mean, like, there was the Elvis that you saw on stage, and then there was Elvis privately.
Uh-huh.
And I think Elvis privately was way more grounded than people realize.
All right, so let's talk about that.
At that point in his life, though?
No, Kimmy.
He came from a working class poor family, so he understood life better than most.
Yeah. What are you being paid by the Elvis estate right now? Do you hear yourself?
not saying anything.
No, let's just let's.
I did tour Graceland a couple of times.
Let's talk about Elvis, yeah. Right? All right, because he's a guy who started.
He was a showman.
He started dating what, a 14-year-old. Never touched her. They were just friends.
Right.
They were just
much
friends.
Like Sonny Bono, yeah, and all the other guys.
They got that whole thing.
You know,
he lived
John
in
Derek.
He lived in Graceland with his like crew.
Yeah.
You know. Also, he let family members sleep in the backyard in tents.
Because he was a very generous person. He gave
one
people
day,
Cadillacs.
He started doing karate out of nowhere and putting on. Loaded karate exhibitions. If you go watch a video of him sweating, hallucinating while doing karate, this is also a man who one day decided to get up, get in his private plane, fly to the White House, knock on the front door, say he wanted to meet with the president, was under the influence of all kinds of drugs at
met
the time.
Nixon.
Met Nixon, walks into the White House, takes pictures. Nixon gave him a DEA badge,
honorary.
Drug Enforcement Agency yeah. badge, that he then used, planned to use, to get illegal prescription drugs on and off of planes going in and out of the country, which yeah. he never did because his manager wouldn't let him leave the country.
But he served the country.
When he died and they did an autopsy, they found in his system Dilaudid, Percodan, Demerol, Codeine, and Quaaludes. You know,
and fried catfish.
Just a normal, down-home Memphis
regular
boy.
Regular old boy.
Just catch a good
boy.
Old boy.
Catch a boy. Catch
if you were going to fake your death, though, is that the way you'd want people... No. Thinking you went out
on the, what do you mean? Like you
taking a dump?
Yeah,
because that's what they found him on the floor.
Yeah,
yeah,
taking a
dump. Yeah, had a heart attack.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, but okay, I guess you're probably right.
Like once you see like the rumors start to like crazy stories, once you want to be like, all right, I got to say something.
Guys,
that's not how
guys. 252 WCMF. Priscilla Presley, ex-wife of Elvis, she's a cover story in People magazine this month. Came out and finally put the rumors to bed. Elvis did not, in fact, fake his own death, according to her. But to be fair, she wasn't there.
Okay.
She may not know. Lou's on CMF. Hey, Louie, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what's up? You guys have never seen the movie Bubba Ho-Tep?
No, man. I have a life I have to live.
Oh, shut up. It was up for all kinds of awards. It's the story of Elvis and how he exchanged places with a Elvis impersonator who is the one that died, and everybody thought that it was Elvis, and then Elvis is really stuck away somewhere as what they thought was an Elvis impersonator
okay.
in an old nursing home.
Any other it's 80s independent movies
movie.
You want to cover yeah. while we have you on the air? Or
yeah, listen to me. It's Bruce Campbell. He won awards for it.
Oh, it was a Campbell project.
Yeah, you know, whatever. You guys, it goes over every scenario you guys just went over.
We got.
Every
I'm gonna
single
check.
Bit in the movie.
Lou, the second I get off the air today, I'm running home and I'm watching this movie.
Well, why don't you at least look it up?
I'm not going to do that.
Look it up.
Just to piss you off, Lou, I'm not going to do it just to make you
Can
mad.
Can you do Elvis that
You're
and look
schmuck.
It up, please?
You are a schmuck.
Bye, Lou.
Goodbye.
There goes, I'm going to tell you about this cool movie. Oh,
yeah, I think you, yeah, you hurt Lou.
Why
was very I upset.
Paul writes us on Instagram.
He's schmuck.
You don't get a lot of schmucks anymore.
No.
Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Paul writes, says he's in Syracuse living with Jim Morrison, working as a high school janitor.
Oh, yeah.
People are posting it all over Instagram. There are people, it seems, that still believe he is alive. James writes us.
By the way, he would have to be in his 90s
so
by now.
He was 42 and 77. So 77, 87, 87 to 97, 97 to 2007, 78.
He's 90.
Yeah, he would be exactly 90.
Yeah, and he wasn't built for 90. That whole family was not built for 90.
How do you know he didn't go straight up health food as soon as he faked his own death?
All right, maybe he went the clean route.
James says there is a pastor named Bob Joyce who a lot of people think is Elvis. Kind of feel like James thinks he's still alive.
So he went back to his religious roots.
Well, I heard he was really down to earth when he wasn't knocking on the door of the White House after taking his private plane to go get a DEA
badge. Well, he was a very spiritual, religious person, though. And I could see Elvis going. I always thought if Elvis stayed alive, let's say Elvis lived.
Uh-huh.
I think he'd be doing gospel music. I think he'd be like in Arkansas or like
still doing
Branson
music.
Doing religious
That's what
music.
Everybody did in that thing for a little while. Johnny Cash did the same thing.
No, I think he would have went that way, like permanently,
okay.
like seriously.
You're, what, this has been a weird break.
I am a big Elvis fan.
Since
I,
when?
I've always loved Elvis.
I've never heard you mention
Since the Elvis tapes. A little piece of pizza. Yours is Elvis. Give me all the pies. Oh, give me three cheese pizzas. And all the french fries you can spare. I'm hungry and I'm lonely. Pizza, pan, pizza.
You say, Kimmy?
I don't think any, you know, because there's conspiracy theories about all artists that
yeah.
died young. And I don't think any of them would be able to stay quiet after seeing like documentary after documentary or movie after movie
She's
come
right.
out about their life.
The
and
ego.
It's so wrong. Like, they would have, like, there's no way any dude could stay quiet.
And the money The other thing
especially
is,
if it was like embarrassing stuff that started coming out.
Can you imagine if Elvis came out 10 years later? I'm alive and I'm going back on tour. It'd be the biggest tour of all time.
Yeah, but people.
Michael Jackson, the same way.
Oh, yeah. But here's the thing, people might feel lied to. And you talk about Michael Jackson, he was in massive debt until he died, and his estate gained like $3 billion. So
the spending stuff, yeah.
There is actual money to be made in your death. We see it happen with every artist.
But you don't get to spend it if you're faking it.
Sure, you can.
How?
It Cayman Islands, buddy. Everything lasts at Cayman Islands. Okay. You ride that orange lobster out to the Cayman Islands.
And they're all out there.
You got it.
Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.